Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday Vermonters and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the Put People First May Day March and Rally in Montpelier. On Tuesday, May 1st, thousands of Vermonters came out to Montpelier for the Put People First May Day March and Rally, standing in solidarity with people across the world celebrating International Workers' Day.
Hi, my name is Danilo Lopez. I am from Mexico, Chiapas. I am part of the Migrant Justice.
I'm Molly Wills from Charlotte, and I'm with Rural Vermont.
Sarah Launderville, Vermont Center for Independent Living, and I'm from Williamstown, Vermont.
My name is Hayden Bosca, and I'm an Intervale farmer.
My name is Joe Fitzgerald, and I work with the Postal Service.
I'm Donna French from Berlin, and we're with Vermont Workers Center, and we're here because we got flooded at Weston's.
Chief Don Stevens from Shelburne. I'm with the Nohegan Band of Kawasak, Abenaki Nation.
Over 40 groups from across the state of Vermont gathered at City Hall and marched to a rally on the State House lawn, calling on legislators to put people first and enact legislation prioritizing universal health care, early educators' right to organize, climate action, driver's licenses for all, and the people's budget.
What I'm seeing here is the biggest exhibit of solidarity that I have ever seen here in this state. You got people here on every issue, and like I said, it's all about basic human rights, and everybody's come together, and everybody's in agreement, and it's awesome.
My name's Anna Gebhardt. I'm a child care provider, an early educator. My colleagues and I have been organizing for 2 years for our right to build our own union. Together, we can build a future in which all children have access to high-quality early education, and all educators can enjoy the professional respect that we deserve.
Hola, mi nombre es Bernie Hernandez, y estoy aquí hoy para representar a Justicia Migrante y los trabajadores agrícolas que no pueden estar aquí hoy con nosotros.
Hello, my name is Bernardino Hernandez, and I'm here to represent Migrant Justice and the migrant farm workers who cannot be here with us today.
También hoy represento un movimiento que están haciendo aquí en Vermont por comida justa. Es decir, que nosotros los que trabajamos la tierra, ordeñamos las vacas, piscamos la fruta, vegetales o trabajamos en supermercados para conseguir nuevos trabajos, dignidad y justicia desde la granja hasta el plato.
I also represent a movement being born here in Vermont for food justice. This means all of us who work the land, milk the cows, pick the fruit and vegetables, work in the food markets or any other food sector, must unite to achieve good jobs, dignity, justice, from farm to plate.
After 400 years, the near eradication of our culture and our people, it is now time that the first Vermonters, the original Vermonters, the Abenaki, win back a meaningful piece of what was once all ours. We here today declare that the time has come. The time has come to establish Abenaki tribal forests in the great state of Vermont. We understand that our battle will only be won through a grand and united popular front composed of all those individuals and organizations who are gathered here today in solidarity. In turn, the Nohegan Abenaki people will fight for you. We'll fight for you and we'll work with you to see that Vermont puts people and the planet first.
Yes, I think there's not really any separation with climate justice and environmental justice and social justice. We all have the same care. We all realize you can't really have a successful life without a healthy planet. And kind of it goes the same way. You're not going to have a healthy planet unless you have people who really are engaged. So it's really working together. A lot of the social justice and climate justice groups that are already here that, you know, are all saying the same thing. We, as a state, can make change that will model something for our country.
In 2008, we launched Healthcare is a Human Right.
We created this campaign to change what they said was not politically possible. We became the first state in the country to win universal health care. The first. But this year, this is not only a rally about health care as a human right. We need healthy communities, healthy workplaces, healthy planet. We need to fight for environmental justice, fight for to end racism, fight for workers' rights, fight for women's rights, fight for disability justice, fight for immigrant justice, fight for democracy. That's what we're here to do today.
And the way that we bring about change in this country is when millions of people in Vermont and across the country at the grassroots level stand up loud and clear and make sure that government understands that America belongs to all of us and not just the people on top.
Natalia Fajardo came to Montpelier with Migrant Justice, whose Driving Towards Justice campaign will give access to driver's licenses for all Vermont residents, including migrant farm workers.
I think this is a beautiful opportunity to show that a lot of us go through the same kind of struggles, whether it's low pay, whether it's lack of recognition. I think we're showing here that when we come together and as communities who are left behind, you know, folks with disabilities, folks who are new in this country, when we come together and show that our struggles are connected, then we're much stronger and we can fight under one banner and fight for the same goals that we all have.
The rally ended with the presentation of a unity cord. The cord represents how many struggles in Vermont come together into one movement.
So now, to tie it all together, I would ask a representative from each of the organizations to come down front. This unity cord represents both our unity and our interconnectedness. The problems that affect our communities are many, but there is only one solution. We who are made to feel weak are the many. We shall unite together and become stronger than those who profit from our suffering, the few. For in the end, human rights, backed by thousands of voices, united as one committed, caring for each other and the planet, we will be heard.
The Put People First campaign also looked forward to the coming year. The Healthcare is a Human Right campaign is still organizing for equitable financing for the universal healthcare system. In the next legislative session, the People's Budget campaign will continue to fight for a state budget that addresses the needs of Vermont communities.
We call upon our elected representatives to satisfy the most fundamental obligation of government: to respect, protect, and fulfill the human rights of everyone in Vermont by doing the following. Create a universal, publicly financed healthcare system that satisfies the human rights principles incorporated into Act 48 so that every Vermont resident receives the care they need when they need it. Adopt a people's budget grounded in human rights principles with equitable spending and revenue policies that meets the fundamental needs of everyone in Vermont. Take all necessary action to design and implement real solutions to the climate crisis and ensure that everyone in Vermont has a healthy environment and a livable planet. Support the rights of workers to organize and bargain collectively and foster the development of an economy in which income and wealth are distributed fairly, an economy in which the majority do not suffer for the benefit of the rich.
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Workers Center and the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.